Starting and running a small business is exciting, but one of the most important challenges is learning how to separate your personal and business finances so you can protect yourself and grow with confidence. When you mix personal and business money, you risk losing legal protections, creating accounting confusion, and damaging your reputation with lenders and investors who may see your business as disorganized or risky. The concept of commingling funds means treating personal and business money as the same, and this can allow courts to pierce the corporate veil and go after your personal home, car, or savings if your business faces debt or lawsuits. Even beyond legal risks, mixing accounts makes tax time complicated, creates messy bookkeeping, and can lead to overpaying taxes, missing deductions, or triggering audits that cost you time and money. Banks and potential partners want to see that you manage your finances professionally, and when they find personal and business expenses mixed, they are less likely to trust you with loans, investments, or partnerships that fuel growth. The first step toward protecting yourself is to open a dedicated business bank account, which creates a clear boundary between your business money and your personal money and makes your financial records much easier to manage. Opening this account requires gathering your formation documents, obtaining an EIN, and choosing a bank that offers services suited for small businesses, with online access and low fees to support your operations. Once your account is open, use it exclusively for business income and expenses, pay yourself with clear transfers, and avoid the temptation to use your business card for personal purchases, even when things get tight. Business credit cards are also valuable tools, because they allow you to keep expenses separate while building business credit, earning rewards, and creating a clear record of your company's spending habits. The key to using business credit responsibly is to pay balances in full each month, keep personal spending off the account, and treat rewards as a way to reinvest in your company rather than as free money. For larger needs such as equipment or expansion, business loans are often better than credit cards, and lenders will look at the stability of your records and your ability to keep personal and business finances separate. Strong financial separation and good record keeping build your business credit score, and a good score opens doors to better financing options, lower interest rates, and faster approvals for the funding you need. One of the biggest hidden risks to small business owners is signing personal guarantees, which tie your personal assets directly to business debts and can undo the protections of an LLC or corporation. The best way to avoid personal guarantees is to form a proper legal entity, keep your finances separate, sign all contracts in the business name, and negotiate with lenders to limit your personal liability whenever possible. You can also strengthen your position by building good business credit, offering business assets as collateral, and using multiple entities or insurance policies to spread and reduce risks across your operations. Maintaining clear and accurate accounting practices is not just about compliance, but about making sure every dollar is tracked, reconciled, and reported consistently so that you can make smart decisions and avoid financial surprises. Establishing a consistent chart of accounts, labeling income and expenses clearly, and reconciling your books with your bank statements each month keeps your financial picture clean and trustworthy. Detailed records and receipts make tax season easier, protect you in the event of an audit, and give you confidence when applying for loans or attracting investors who want to see reliable numbers. To keep this system strong, build habits like reviewing your books weekly, updating transactions promptly, using accounting software, and working with a bookkeeper or accountant when needed. Protecting personal assets also requires ongoing discipline, including always signing contracts with your business title, never signing personally unless unavoidable, and keeping insurance policies updated for liability, property, and other risks. Finally, protecting and scaling your business is not a one-time action but a long-term commitment to financial separation, clear systems, and professional practices that allow you to grow safely and sustainably. By treating your business as its own financial entity, you not only shield your personal life from risk but also send a clear message to lenders, investors, and customers that your company is trustworthy and built for success. When you maintain these practices over time, you give yourself peace of mind, protect your hard-earned assets, and create the freedom to scale your business without fear of losing what matters most.